Welcome to Nach Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 57. This chapter has 11 psukim in it. This chapter corresponds to what happened to David in Shmuel Aleph, parak 24. Check out the Nach Daily archives for further information. The background over here is as follows. While being chased by Shaul, David was forced to hide in a cave in Ein Gedi. Shaul had entered the very cave David was in to relieve himself. David ran deeper into the cave for his life. During the night time, while Shaul and his men were sleeping, David snuck into where Shaul was hiding. Instead of killing Shaul, David cut off a corner of Shaul's clothing to show he could have killed Shaul, but didn't. When Shaul woke up, he recognized what happened. From a distance, David called out to Shaul and showed the cut piece of clothing. At that moment, Shaul temporarily realized David could have killed him, but spared his life. I'd like to add, this is really an amazing thing. Again, we see David's greatness. Shaul was trying to kill David for years. David was mistreated and on the run for his life. Now, David had the opportunity to kill Shaul and would have had full right to do so. But David resisted and didn't harm Shaul at all. Instead, he just cut off a piece of his clothing and showed it to Shaul. I'm not sure how many people would have done the same. Imagine, finally, after years of struggling with someone, you now have your opportunity to show you're right and the other person is wrong, to put an end to all the nonsense. Not only that, but it's halakhically permissible to do whatever you're about to do, but yet you hold back and give good instead of bad. Instead, you choose to be the better man. Again, it's not only about David's actions, but internally. He wasn't just pretending to be nice and on the inside resentful. Through and through, David was at peace with what was happening with him. Then it was natural for his behavior to follow. David honestly and sincerely didn't want to harm Shaul. Now for the parak summary. The parak opens with the words, Al tishachet, do not destroy, which encapsulates the main theme of the chapter. This was another close encounter David had with death. David begins with prayer by once again turning to God for Savior. David emphasizes the need for immediate Savior from Hashem because my soul is caught amongst lions whose teeth want to destroy me. Again, this is referring to the immediate danger he was in from Shaul. In verse 8 until the end, David switches gears to express firm resolve in God's greatness, his deep emunah in Hashem's help, God's omnipotence, and how God is the most supreme and exalted on high. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 8 and 9 it says, Nachon libi Elohim, nachon libi, ashira zamera, ura kvodi, ura hanevo, v'chinor aira shachar. My heart is firm, O God, my heart is firm. I will sing and make music. Awake, O my soul, awake, O harp and lyre. I will wake the dawn. The classical Mephorshim bring the Yerushalmi and Brachas. David had a kinor harp hanging above his bed. A northern wind would come every night and wake him up in the middle of the night before Alos HaShachar from the music on the kinor. While by most kings, the Shachar star wakes them up, David would get up so early he would wake up the Shachar. David was accustomed to get up at Chatzos Laila, darkest point of the night, and sing and pray to God in personal prayer. Chatzos is considered the most optimal time to pour your heart out to God. By doing so, David was awakening the Shachar star because he was up before it. By pouring his heart out to God, he was expanding his Nekudas Tovos, good points, which is considered daybreak compared to the nighttime. So David says, Ani me'ores ha-shachar ve'ein ha-shachar mo'reini. I wake up the shachar, my good points, through his spodidus and personal prayer, and the shachar doesn't awake me. Meaning to say, instead of getting down and depressed about the shachar, blackness in his life, he wakes up early in personal prayer to search for his nekudas tovos to get above life. May we merit to the way of David HaMelech by searching for our good points in personal prayer every day of our lives. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.